Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11. It is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you want to tweet me during the show, please do so at Bruce Allen. Our next segment is single-parent dating, and I'm happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us, our cyber dating expert. Julie is a best-selling author and relationship expert. She is known worldwide, and I mean it, as the cyber dating expert. Her dating advice has appeared in the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, Match.com, eHarmony, JDate, Your Tango, Huffington Post, Women's Day, Men's Health, BBC, Glamour, Cosmo, and more. She creates irresistible dating profiles for singles looking for love online, and you can find her at cyberdatingexpert.com. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Julie.
Hi, Bruce. Happy to be here.
I'm always happy to have you. So our topic today is religion, and I would think this might be a big issue of concern when dating, especially if we're talking about a single parent who may be raising their kids with their own religion. What are your thoughts on this somewhat delicate subject, Julie?
It's a delicate subject, but it's a very popular subject, and I can honestly say that it's really near and dear to my heart because I did marry somebody who was not Jewish, and I am. And in my last marriage, my husband had two children.
Your last marriage of what? How many? Seven or eight was it?
No, I'm not like the Gabor girl.
Okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You got me there. But the fact is that I suddenly became a stepmother to two children who were raised by a father and mother who were Catholic. But they didn't really have any sort of sense of identity to any religion. And then suddenly in comes the new stepmother who's Jewish. And then on the other side, in comes a new boyfriend for their mother who's Jewish. So they were exposed to everything, which I think is terrific. But if you asked one child, what's your religion? He'd say, I don't know. And if you asked my stepdaughter, she'd say, oh, we're both. We're Jewish and Christian. She just assumed we were because we started to celebrate holidays and expose them to both religions. But in the end, they were both very confused.
Well, that's been my assertion, that if you don't choose a single religion, which Pastor Drew said was wise to do, at least to get in on the same page for a couple, the kids will do what you just said. Oh, we're both. It also kind of reminds me of when I first got divorced, the one and only time, and I hope the one and only time. My youngest kid was in kindergarten, and I was telling his kindergarten teacher about the fact that we were separating and getting divorced. And she told me her belief that when the kids get split equally between the homes, that she has found that they literally don't know where they live. So just like you're saying, the kids don't necessarily know which religion they are in a mixed religion home. When parents split custody, that often creates the kids not having a sense of home. So when you're talking about divorce and multiple religions and two homes, you're creating a lot of confusion for your kids.
And sometimes it's more than two homes because if one of their parents ends up, you know, in a relationship, chances are they spend time at somebody else's home, a third home. Maybe it's not even a step-parent yet. Maybe it's just somebody that is in a relationship that hopefully is leading towards marriage. So it does become, you know, what we would normally say on the internet, viral.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it gets more complicated. And it takes a certain fortitude to stand up for your position on this, especially when you're dating. So you want to put forth your best image, your best self, but if you don't discuss this early on, you might find later on that you've got a problem and you potentially wasted a lot of time.
And it really depends upon your value systems. There are people that were raised in homes that religion wasn't important to them. So as they grow older and they're online dating and they have children, and they'll have the opportunity to click your religious beliefs, and they may say spiritual but non-religious. Or, you know, they may say atheist, or they may click a variety of religions. So, you know, if somebody is really interested in meeting somebody that has the same value and background as it relates to religion, I stress, go sign up for ChristianMingle.com or ChristianCafe.com or JDate And then you really will have a greater chance of meeting somebody that has the same alignment with you as it relates to religion and dating.
I think that advice is just so important, which is don't throw your profile and your dating interests just out to the wind. Be direct.
I think being specific about anything that you're looking for when it comes to dating is important. I think if you're looking to get married, don't forget to check off that box, because, you know, you will attract a marriage-minded man and perhaps somebody that's looking for, you know, the hookup or the quickie or the friends with benefit will check out another profile.
And the same thing, obviously, about having children. A lot of women, of course, that haven't had children when they're looking to date need to be very clear, because they could date a man that already has kids and is not going to ever have any more.
I know, and it always amazes me how, I hate to say, I love women, I am a woman, I love our race, but it amazes me when women go, oh, I'm going to be the one to change his mind.
Well, I think that applies to actually everything in both directions. The idea that you are going to change somebody, period, is just foolish.
Well, and it happens. Somebody says, you know, I have a difficult time committing, and, you know, they look at them as this hot prospect, you know, successful in business, handsome. They go, well, I'm going to be the girl that's going to change his mind. And if they tell you, I'm not interested in something serious, I say, believe them. Listen to what they have to say right away. You hear it very quickly.
Well, very good. And also how much you need to trust your instincts, I would assume. Especially women, I think, pick up on things that men might be not aware of, because a man can be distracted by a woman's looks, whereas a woman gets past that sort of thing pretty quickly and can get more to the sense of the core of the man.
A woman's intuition is oh so powerful.
And so if your intuition is saying run, okay, get going. Put on the sneakers and start.
Run and don't look back.
Yes, I think that's very true. Anyway, I think that's very important, the notion that there are so many different dating sites, and during the years that you've become this powerhouse expert on dating, they really have become more specific, so that there are Christian sites, there are Jewish sites, there are, I'm sure there are sites, actually, I don't even know, of for single parents or people with kids.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's two that I recommend if anybody has their pen and paper. There's singleparentmeet.com and singleparentmatch.com. And both of those really do target, you know, they are specifically what we call them niche sites, because they're not the one flavor for everybody. They're sites for people with children that are single parents that understand that they would like to blend a family and they want to talk about that from the onset.
And so they start at a site like that, where that's who the pool of people are. That's really smart. Is my curiosity, though, is those sites, my gut would tell me, are more populated by the single moms than the single dads. Are they?
No, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of single dads. As a matter of fact, there was a Match.com study that came out, and we know Match has a flavor for everybody, but Match had a study that said single dads were like the most popular, you know, popular profiles on their site.
You mean the general Match.com site?
The general Match.com. Single dads ranked high in popularity, very high.
Well, as you know, I met my wife on Match.com.
I do know that.
So I have a little bit of a fondness towards them. We are nearly out of time, a minute or so left. Is there anything, in addition to telling us where we can reach you, anything else you'd like to conclude with, Julie?
I think that, you know, as we talk about online dating and religion, if it's important to you and you know it is, then go on a site like JDate if you're Jewish, or Christian Cafe if you're Christian. Or if you think that those sites are too limiting, try a second site at the same time. Try a mainstream site, but make sure that you click only one religion if that indeed is what you're looking for. And come and follow me on Twitter at Julie Spira, and I do hope you visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/cyberdatingexpert.
And you can always find Julie on my website and listen to any of the shows with her. The segments are individualized, and her links are always there on bruceallen.com. Julie, thank you. It was a pleasure, as always. We are out of time, and I will talk with you, God willing, next week. So it is time for another break. Feel free to call if you'd like. The last segment is coming up. This is the Bruce Sallin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290.
Why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?